With the latest on the lockdown and COVID-19, this is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The SA Cemeteries Association says municipalities need to prepare for a possible increase in the demand for burials and cremations should there be a spike in the number of COVID-19 deaths. SACA's Pepe Das says burial space is already a challenge in parts of the country. He says while interventions like contact tracing by the health department are working to slow the spread of the virus, municipalities must prepare for any eventuality.
What we are saying is that if we did experience a huge increase in death, then our municipalities at this point in time capable, and we were then encouraging them, if they had not given this any consideration, then to think about what they would do and how they would cope, you know, given the fact that establishing a cemetery is not the easiest thing to do. There are a whole lot of regulations in place.
In our country, the number of COVID-19 cases has risen to 2,415, with the death toll at 27. Now, we could hear a decision today on the government's plan to temporarily increase the child support and old age pension grants during the coronavirus crisis. Finance Minister Tito Mboweni says they've been discussing the idea.
The old age pension grant becomes even more important because many people will gravitate towards the old people who they know do receive a monthly pension, and therefore one has to think strategically about whether we increase the child support grant or whether we increase the old age grant.
And America's president has ordered a halt to U.S. payments to the World Health Organization because he says it's been biased to China. Speaking at a news conference at the White House, Donald Trump criticized the WHO, which he claims severely mismanaged the spread of the coronavirus. According to Trump, the WHO prevented transparency over the outbreak when it appeared in China, costing other countries crucial time to prepare and delaying decisions to stop international travel.
To independently tell the world what is happening. The WHO failed in this basic duty and must be held accountable. It's time, after all of these decades.
The United Nations Secretary General has responded to Trump's decision, saying now is not the time to reduce resources to the WHO or any other humanitarian group in the fight against the virus. It's turning out to be a cloudy day in KZN, Durban, Ladysmith, Margate, Newcastle, Richards Bay going up to 24 degrees, Maritzburg, Olundi 23, Kokstad 16, the Berg 17, Moore River 20. Our lead story, the SA Cemeteries Association says municipalities need to prepare for a possible increase in the demand for burials and cremations should there be a spike in the number of COVID-19 deaths. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. Log on to ecr.co.za for a look at our top stories and more.